This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
In the studio with us now is, and make them very, very welcome, Mr. Stan Walker and Ginny Blackmore. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Welcome to Joy. Now, Stan, do you know who the Shantuzies are?
I'm sorry, I do not.
He's too young.
He is. I had to look it up today. You're not even 25 or just 25?
No, 24.
24 yes. years old.
Apparently.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
I know. We've got pairs of pants older than that.
I'm going to want to see the birth certificate, though, because you're a bit of a liar.
So
I reckon you look at least, like, 34.
It's because she's going on 36.
This collaboration
lies,
is going to go well.
It's okay, darling. Don't worry.
Look, I was going to ask this question a little bit later in the program, as soon as you're here for almost an hour with us today. But you guys seem to be getting on pretty well.
Except for that bit.
Well,
and it's a question mark on the end of that statement. Is there something going on that we need to know about?
No, we just like to cause each other grief. We get too much love and too much praise from everyone around the world that we decide to give each other a bit of grief just to balance it out.
So you're like a married couple then?
An old
without the love.
Yeah. Or affection.
Or affection.
Nah. I've got my partner, she lives in New Zealand.
Right. And, so you have to be on the best behaviour, particularly when you're on the radio in public.
Exactly.
Yes.
But she already knows that how I am and who I am, so I'm like, oh, hon, I'm not going to promise anything.
All right.
Oh, not like that. Not the, hey, yes, yes.
And Ginny's just looking at Stan. And
yeah, going, I wasn't listening. Sorry, guys. What did I miss?
Stan's misbehaving, but accidentally.
Surprise, surprise.
Oh, yeah. Guys, tell us about when you first came to know about each other. Maybe we'll start with you, Ginny. Know about each other.
I'd vaguely heard about him. Not really, though. He wasn't that much of a big deal. No. Sorry. It's just too easy. And we met on the set of The X Factor in New Zealand. He was judging, and right. I was performing my debut single.
Okay.
And I got to... He was performing that night as well, so I got to hear him live, and I was side of stage watching him, and I was really, really blown away by his voice. And I hoped that we might meet and collaborate and all of that stuff.
Oh, okay.
And all that jazz.
All right, cool. Now, we should probably talk about all kinds of things that you've been doing the last sort of year and a half, 2 years as well, Stan. But we're going to get to all kinds of stuff. But I think we need to go way, way back first. Now, Cam, of the two of us, Cam is the reality television music show aficionado. I'll watch them and not watch them and watch them and not watch them. But you were the mad keen Australian Idol.
Oh, yeah, we watched you right the way through. We saw you started that, you know, little shy boy at the start and all the way through to the end. Now, do you think having been through Idol, was that a good help then to do judging on X Factor?
I think so, because I definitely had the edge in terms of knowing what the artists are going through and knowing what the artist had in front of them and, you know, the long road ahead of them. So I kind of used to just... It's not that I knew anything, like I had the best words to say or I had the most information about music and being an artist. I just knew firsthand what it was like to be in their position and actually firsthand how hard it is to continue to have a career after the show, because the show is hype and it's a bubble and you get looked after very well, but as soon as you leave, you got to work. That's the work.
You gotta work.
So did you find any up-and-coming talents? Because we didn't get New Zealand X Factor over here, so we got to ask you, did you find anybody really good
there were some
on the show?
There were some incredible artists. Benny Tipene, he came second. He's actually released a single over here. So that's actually in the top 40, I think, in iTunes. So he's got a sync on some TV show. I'm not too sure what the show is, but it's everywhere. So he's actually starting to build a bit of a rapport for himself over here.
Okay.
And he'll be over here soon doing some gigs.
Cool. All right. Keep so you're, so out. That's Stan's tip for to keep a lookout for Benny. What's his surname?
Tipene.
Tipene.
Yeah.
All right. I'll have to look that one up. I reckon I've probably seen that single. I'll need to pay
and
more attention.
And it's a name you will remember.
Yes.
Because you don't get many Tipenes.
So
that's right.
Now, in terms of your performance as a judge on X Factor, would you categorise yourself as Marsha Dicko
or that other guy
or Mark?
I'm probably nothing like them, any of them.
Right.
I have a hint of Marsha in me because I go around the bush. With
yes, they never actually say anything.
Could you please elaborate on that a wee bit?
No. It's because, like, the thing is, because it's so easy when you're watching TV and you can say, oh, man, you suck, get off, what the hell are you doing? You can't sing. But when somebody's in front of you and they're singing, they're pouring out their heart to you and their life, and this is their life, and you can see the emotion and the angst in them, it's a little bit harder to say, no, you suck. So I have to go around. I don't want to lie to them, but I also have to let them down, because if you say the wrong thing to the wrong person, oh my God, they might do something stupid. Like actual, like people are so fragile. People don't tell them the truth enough. People coming on there singing like they're barking, and everybody's like, and they're like, oh, my mum told me I was amazing. My girlfriend said I was awesome. My best friends, they said I should do the show. I can take it. I was like, well, they're lying to you. But you have to say it in a way, well, not that you care about my opinion, but I honestly think you cannot sing. I'm so sorry. It's just not going to work, and especially for the show.
Yeah. So it sounds like, you know, sitting at home watching on the TV, you're like the rest of us. You're yelling at him and saying, your mother might have said you're amazing, but you're not.
Yeah.
But you,
in when, a longer way.
Yeah, yeah. But you, when you're on there, you've, as you say, a touch of the marsh is in that you actually care about the person as much as about the singing.
Exactly, because I know I've seen people actually go crazy after getting rejected. But it's not even the fact of getting rejected, it's how they get rejected. You can let people down easily and still give them hope. But if you're saying, you suck, get a life, you should die, sort of, like, that's
what you feel like. Well,
but
they
then
feel
I
like
went on a
saying,
show and,
yeah.
I sounded like a barking dog, and you said to me, you suck, you should never sing. All I'm hearing is, you should kill yourself, you should die. That's what people hear.
Yeah.
Like, there's some really unstable people, so you have to be gentle with them.
I get it.
Entertainers are fragile.
Jenny's just looking there quietly.
No, she's
tough. No,
she's tough.
Breaking right. They're fragile.
We'll give Jenny her chance shortly. You know what? We're going to go right back to that time when Stan came out of Australian Idol. 2009, the Idol single. It went to number 2 on the Australian charts. It was a massive, massive hit. It started Stan along a path that is now, 5 years on and still being very, very successful. This is Black Box right here on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, that's Stan Walker, his original hit, Black Box, back in 2009, got to number 2 on the charts. He's going to talk a little bit about what he's done with that one in the intervening 5 years, a little bit later on in the show. I also wanted to mention that, because Stan said, like, that when he was talking about some of the fragile personalities that he has come across on the talent shows, if you are feeling a little fragile and you think you need some help, always, always consider calling Q-Life, 1-800-184-527. They have counsellors on every night of the week, 5:30 to 10:30. So please give them a call if you feel you need some help. We'll be back with more of Stan and Ginny shortly here on Joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
in the studio still is Stan Walker and Ginny Blackmore. Ginny, let's cross across to you, because as Australians, we don't know that much about you until this single release with Stan.
Yeah.
But you've had a massive hit at home in New Zealand already with your debut single.
Yeah, Bones, it's called. That song was kind of the song that changed my entire career. I'd been travelling around the world, London, LA, New Zealand, and that was the song that really got me noticed, especially in America, and I started working with amazing people and signed a record deal and finally got to release my own song after like a lifetime of hard work, and it was Bones, and it went to number one in New Zealand, which was awesome, and top 40 in America.
Are you a reality star, you know, graduate, or are you? Did you do it the old-fashioned way?
I was very old school. Yeah. Yes, lots of hard work behind the scenes.
And but you appeared on X Factor in New Zealand to sing Bones as it was released. Was that right?
Yeah, just as it came out, I was promoting it and sang live on the show, which is where I met Stan.
Where you met Stan, and you've obviously become very good friends.
Apparently, no, we are. We're really good friends. We're close.
Now you're signed to Epic Records. That's what Bones is on. Is that right?
Yeah, and then Sony in New Zealand and Australia.
Right.
Separated
okay.
Separated out.
So is Bones slating for a release in Australia? Are we allowed to, you know?
I mean, I would love that.
But not yet. You can't let on anything.
No, I'm pretty sure I can. I just haven't thought about it until this very moment. So thank you. I'm going to make a few calls.
Right.
Just give me a couple of minutes. I'll get on to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I guess going number one in New Zealand is pretty big because it's your home country.
Yeah.
And you know, it's nice to get the support of your own. What's the word?
People.
Kin?
People.
Own kin, that's
folks.
What I was looking for.
New Zealanders.
But you went in the adult contemporary charts in America, you're top 40.
Yeah.
So that's huge for debut single.
That was pretty awesome. And I got to travel all over the United States and do like a radio promo tour, so hanging out with people like yourself. But it took 4 months to cover the country and to see all of just the adult contemporary stations. So it was a huge tour and it was really amazing.
Names, darling, names. Who did you get to meet that was important? And, you know,
in my lifetime?
No, when you were in America doing this whole, you know.
Lots of people. I meet the coolest people in studios when I'm writing and recording. There are amazing studios in LA where all the big artists work together. So they're all in, like, we walk down the hall and bump into each other and stuff. And I bumped into people down the hall, like Will.i.am, Chris Brown. And one day he asked me to play pool with him and I was like, okay. I worked with Christina Aguilera. Worked with Adam Lambert. He invited me around to his house for the 4th of July.
Oh, now you're getting me interested.
Yes. No, we worked together and he flew me over to LA to write for his album and I stayed at his house for 2 weeks and he's an amazing guy. So I've had ridiculous experiences.
Yeah, sounds good. So the experiences in the US, is that going to result in an album of fantastic material or...?
Yeah, my debut album is finished now.
It's finished?
So it's due out in August.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So maybe that'll be when we see the release of Bones in Australia, maybe?
Yeah, back to that.
Yeah, right, okay.
Just keep your ears open. That's what you got to do.
Cam, did you have a question about Ginny's tour?
Well, no, while you're over there...
Yeah.
So you ride a lot. So do you think you're sort of more of a writer or a singer or...
My main love is singing, which is why I started writing songs in the first place.
Because you had something to sing.
Yeah, I wanted to be a singer-songwriter. But for some reason, other people love my songs as well. So I got caught up writing songs for other people for quite a few years. It's like a whole other world and industry. A lot of pop singers don't write their own songs, which I didn't know. So I got caught up doing that. But my first love is singing, and it's what I've always wanted to do with my life.
Okay. And so with all those, you know, slightly famous people you ran into in the US, are we going to hear any duets or anything like that? Because I know
any
people
featured
around
artists,
here would rather like to hear you with Adam Lambert.
Yeah, Ginny Blackmore featuring Adam Lambert.
Maybe I should put out the demo that we made. That would be fun. There's a few songs where it's both me and Adam on the track because he couldn't sing bits that I could sing and I couldn't sing bits that he could sing.
So he could go higher than you,
it's a bit
probably.
Of a mishmash. Yeah, a few octaves higher than me. He's an alien.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? I think rather than just keep talking about Bones, it's time to give at least... A small Australian audience, a taste of Bones.
It's Australian debut. Yeah.
Well,
a taster.
Maybe.
Or we'll claim it.
We'll claim that.
I'm a quarter Australian.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, well, then we need to play.
And you know what
it.
That means?
Australian culture.
Anyone from New Zealand with even the slightest connection with Australia, they're ours.
That's right.
That's how it goes.
So you will become Australian, just like Stan.
I'm yours for the day. I'm on your territory. It's okay.
This is Bones by Ginny Blackmore, number one in New Zealand a few months ago.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, 17 minutes to 5. It is the CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. Our very special guests in the studio are Ginny Blackmore and Stan Walker.
We have had a message come in on 0427 Joy 949 from
Friday Morning Leo.
Joy 94.9's resident total and utter New Zealander.
Who is an Australian citizen.
Yes, yes, but he's still very New Zealand. So Leo has let us know. He said, it's great hearing there's some Kiwis on air for a change. I don't think Leo listens to Joy very often, obviously. And he said, loving holding you. Is Stan releasing the latest album, Inventing Yourself, over here?
Oh, that's another key question.
He's already got a copy. He bought it in New Zealand, so he's not worried. Yes. But
Actually, I will be releasing something better than that.
Ooh.
Yes. So there'll be
a holding the good stuff for the Aussies, yeah.
Exactly. No. I've been working on this for the last 2.5 years, and Inventing Myself was a part of that, but it was only a part of what is to come for Australia, and also we'll give it over to New Zealand as well. But I've been waiting to, I guess, release this stuff for a while, and I'm still kind of refining stuff, and I'm still writing at the same time, because I'm still finding better ideas, and there's better songs coming in, and Ginny's going to write me a song, and yeah, so I'm excited.
Leo has also mentioned that he bought Benny's EP when he was in New Zealand last week.
Oh,
so,
yes. Sure, Leo.
Yes. Now, you mentioned that you're working on new stuff, and your style has changed quite a bit over the intervening years. We take Black Box, and you mentioned off air that, you know, that song was written for you. It's not necessarily where you wanted to be stylistically, despite it being an amazing hit. But you've had three albums since Idol out.
Yep. Yeah. So yes, three albums.
Your biggest hit otherwise, and you've had a string of top 20, top 40 songs, but your biggest hit otherwise was Loud.
Yeah.
And I'd have to say it's my favourite Stan Walker song. And that's because it's dancey, it's up-tempo, it's fun. You can shout it to the rooftops. Are we going to get more Loud in the future?
Not quite dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm moved on from dance, but you can definitely dance to this style. Basically, if I could put it in a nutshell, it's a bit of a mixture. I wanted to fuse together a few different styles, so it's kind of like urban pop with a twist of reggae, with a hint of dubstep and grime. So I guess there's a little bit of dance in there, just a hint. Right.
Make up your mind.
But you know, because I don't want to just go with the times and go with the trends, because you kind of get forgotten. Those songs get forgotten, and it's up there and then it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, for me to be proud of something, I want to try my best to create something that's timeless and that has longevity rather than a cool moment. But moments kind of end, and you don't, I want to be, yes.
You want to be remembered in your music.
Yes, and not just the moment.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm excited about this stuff, and it's so different to anything I've done. But I think it's definitely an evolution, and it's a good evolution.
Cool. All right. What do you think of Stan's? Have you had any hints of Stan's new music, Ginny?
Tidbits. Yeah. When we're in the car, getting lost, almost dying because he can't drive. And he blasts his music and makes me listen to it the whole time.
Yeah.
She's and like, oh my God, because I love him like a parent would, I tell him that it's all amazing.
Oh, hang on. So you're like the mother that says, yes, you're a really good
you're
singer.
Are you being Stan's
like
personal X Factor judge?
I'm always worried about him.
Thank you. Thank you, Virginia.
Well, we're going to come back to the single that you two have done together shortly. But I did ask you guys to name a few of your favourite songs of the moment, and I'm going to go with one that Stan picked out, which is a pretty special song as well. And it's the new song from Sam Smith, Stay With Me, with Mary J. Blige. And Sam has recently come out as being part of our community. Amazing, amazing voice. What is it about Sam that's really rings for you, Stan?
He's different, eh? Like, when I first I came across him on YouTube, it was only like a few weeks ago, and I just saw a live performance that he did on one of the night the late night shows in America.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so, like, he had such a, what's a peculiar voice.
Yep.
It was just really different. But then he just hit places where, like, as a singer, it's like, ooh, it's really like, it kind of, it's like hits the spot. It's like when dancers see somebody that does an incredible dance move, or just some, I don't know, for me, he just kind of just hit spots, and I was just like, oh man, this guy's so different. He's so awesome. He's kind of like the new male but different version of Adele. And I was enchanted.
That's a good word. I like it.
That is a nice
voice.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, you know what? We're going to give it a listen now. This is Stay With Me. It's with Mary J. Blige right here on Joy. More from Ginny Blackmore and Stan Walker shortly.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
That's Sam Smith and Mary J. Blige and Stay With Me. Although Ginny has expressed an opinion that she prefers the solo version rather than the Mary J. Blige version.
Yeah. I don't know. So I can feel when an artist is really connected to the song. And if it's their own song, it's like, I don't like it when other people touch it too much. And he sounds like he's living and breathing that song.
Absolutely.
And she sounds like she's singing someone else's. So I'd prefer just to hear him on it. But she's amazing.
She is amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about amazing duets. Ginny Blackmore and Stan Walker.
How many times can you say our names in the next hour?
A lot.
Now, you guys met on X Factor in New Zealand. How did it come about that you were more than just, you were on the same show together, to become friends and then to decide that you're actually going to do a song together? And because you co-wrote the song as well.
Yeah. We had a lot of mutual friends already, but we didn't know each other very well. I reached out to the record label and said I'd love to collaborate with Stan. And very quickly that happened. We were in the studio together, wrote the song. That was the first time we'd hung out together. By the end of that day, the song was written, recorded, finished.
Wow.
And it went amazing. And ever since then, we've just been touring and performing and doing this together and become really close friends since then.
You did say that you were a hard-working, go-getter, old-fashioned type of muso. It sounds like you put your hand up and said, I want to work with Stan.
Yeah, I did.
Because I was too shame. I was too shy. But I knew that I was going to get, I was going to just get people to do it. I was like, Sony. But she beat me to it.
Okay. Tell us about Holding You. What's the song mean to both of you?
It's a love song. But it's not a fantasy love. And it's not like a faulty, it's the reality of what love actually is, and in all its forms. You know, when you go through struggles, the best times, the worst times, and just how loving them through everything, you know, through thick and thin, you know, and like just, it's and being grateful for the person that you love and grateful for the person that loves you. And, like, I've been learning a lot about love lately. So, it's very, very relevant. It makes me, every time I hear the song, I always just miss my girl.
Okay. All right. Ginny?
I think we place really high expectations on the people that we're in relationships with. And sometimes if you're a crazy romantic idealist like me, you can kind of have a dream of what a relationship should be like or what love should be like. And when someone doesn't measure up, you get all frustrated and don't really see it for what it is. So for me, the song is about really appreciating who's with you and knowing what's important and what's not. And I've learned that over my disastrous love life.
We could do another hour on that.
It's more important to love the person for who they are and to get to know them and learn them than have them fit in with your list of criteria.
Yeah, I know about that.
I tried to change him, but I gave up.
Hey, we're going to have a listen to Holding You in just a second, but I want to thank both of you for coming in and sharing so much of your time with us today.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
You know, you're both very, very well. Ginny, I think this is the first time at Joy for you, so thank you very much for coming in. Stan, you're always welcome, and thank you for being with us again. We're always happy to support Australian music, and Ginny, we've decided you are Australian as well. So
at least a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. So thanks again. Please come in anytime. And good luck with Holding You. I hope it does as good as it did in New Zealand, number one. So that'd be fantastic. Get behind it. If you haven't already got yourself a copy of Holding You, now's the time to do it. Now's as good a time as any. If you haven't heard it, we're going to play it now. Ginny Blackmore, Stan Walker, thanks for joining us here on Joy.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.